from the very heart of evergreen forests. Under the starry sky of the desert, with the radiance of silver-colored sand, in the midst of proud mountains. Close up, Iran.
Hello, I am Mitra, an Iranian nature traveler. To know more about the wonders and beauties of magnificent Iran, keep me company. Oh my God, all buildings have collapsed. Watching stuff like war and bloodshed makes me nervous. I better turn off the television. Nothing's more horrible than war, and of course, peace is one of the most beautiful words ever created. By the way, did you know that we have a Museum of Peace in Tehran? Taking a tour to this museum would be a good idea for today. Yes, why not? Stay with me. The idea of founding Tehran Peace Museum took shape following talks between the founders of the Tehran-based Society for Chemical Weapons Victims Support, SCWVS, and a coordinator for the International Network of Museums for Peace in 2005. The founders of Tehran's Peace Museum came to the conclusion that the suffering of Iranian people, which were caused by the enemy's chemical weapons, is a good reason for exhibiting the consequences of war and violence. Tehran Peace Museum was temporarily closed for public visitors in 2010 for redesign, and the new building with a completely new design was inaugurated in a ceremony in June 2011, attended by guests from different countries, including director of Hiroshima Peace Memorial Museum. Tehran Peace Museum has several features, such as it is the member of the International Network of Peace Museums. Its active members, particularly the museum guides, are the victims of war and chemical weapons. Tehran Peace Museum is linked to other peace museums around the world. Tehran Peace Museum pursues the goal of promoting the culture of peace. I am now in front of the entrance gate of Tehran Peace Museum, which is located at Park Shahr. Just beside me, there is a statue of a dove that is drinking water from inside a combat helmet. You know, dove is the symbol of peace, and this statue beautifully shows the significance of peace. Next to this statue, there is another statue which has the shape of the word Sulh, literally peace, with the beautiful Nastaliq-style calligraphy, and just above it, a dove flying. The color of this artistic craft is white, reminiscent of peace and calm and tranquility. So, let's go inside the museum to see what's exactly there. Thank you. I am now in a big hall. In this hall, there are the busts of the world-famous people who have done something for peace. There is a writing explaining everyone's life and efforts just beside each of the busts. This is the bust of Henri Dunant, founder of the International Red Cross. Just beside this bust, we have the bust of Mahatma Gandhi. And here, there is a television which shows a movie about the first charter of human rights in the world, namely the Cyrus Charter. And just below the television, there is a version of the clay cylinder of the Cyrus Charter on which is written a declaration in cuneiform script. Oh, look at here. The bust of Adolf Hitler. You know, Tehran Peace Museum also reminds us of those who jeopardized world peace and security and caused human suffering. Hitler is one of those savages. Oh my God. In this part of the museum, there is the statue of Zahak, the snake shoulder. According to Iranian mythology, Zahak was an oppressor who was bound into the walls of a cavern on Mount Damavand by a person called Fereydun. This statue also represents Zahak being tied. Of course, we cannot discuss the spectacles of this museum in a brief radio program. But if you happen to take a trip to Tehran, make sure to visit this museum. The online display of this museum is also available for enthusiasts.
Until next time, goodbye.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. What you heard was an IRIB English radio program.